like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars.
Good morning,
I sure
y'all.
Do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
You're listening to Rosie on the House in our outdoor living hour with John J. Harper. We were talking about saving water. John, it begs the question. We challenged each other to save 10% this year. And I'm going to confess to you, I knew I would win. Because my daughter was going away to college.
Whoops.
She is in the next room.
Now, and Carol Grace is call screening this morning. So if you want to visit with her, give her a call. 1-888-767-4348.
I also haven't had one trouble with having a warm shower since she's been gone. I've always had the hot water I needed.
Until day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Hang on. That begs the question. Okay. This is the question you can answer. How big is a water heater for a girl's college dormitory?
It takes up half the campus, probably.
Do you have warm showers with all the girls in your room? They're trying to
get
connected back.
We're getting her potted up.
She was there.
So that's the question. She was home, what, one day? And we were out of hot water?
Mm-hmm.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
She was home one day. So anyway, John Jay, I knew I was going to win the contest because she was going out to college.
She's distressed because we can't get her mic up, and she was wanting to defend herself.
So our baseline should have been different.
Yeah, maybe the baseline should be this year.
Okay. I probably need it because I failed miserably because I unknowingly had a leak for who knows how long.
Under the front yard.
Yeah. So.
All right, so we've got Jennifer and Rosie in studio with John J. Harper. My little freshman collegiate co-ed is home for the holiday. She's call screening, Carol Grace, 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer, you were talking about texts that were coming in.
We have texts coming in this morning. John J., how about we got a texter from Mesa. How can I get my flood irrigation water to soak in faster? It just takes days. I have put down some gypsum.
Well, one time isn't going to do it. You're going to have to continually apply gypsum or granular sulfur. Either one would work. The sulfur might actually work a little better, a little quicker, but none of them are going to work really quick. It's going to be a process. It might take...
Are you talking a season, 2 seasons?
It might take a year or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's depending on where you are in Mesa, too. There's some really heavy clay soils over there that, it just could take a while. And it's... Our old county extension agent, Terry Michael, said, that this earth is old. That soil was created a long time ago. You're not going to change it in 60 days.
Oh, good point.
So, it takes a long time to get that water. The other thing you could do would help a little bit would be to core aerify it, especially in the spring. That helps some. So any of those things. And then core aerifying and then applying gypsum or sulfur so it gets down in there a little better. Those are things that will all work.
Okay, here's another one for you. This gentleman is from Glendale and was wondering what would be a good tree for his front yard. He wants a shade tree.
Well, I guess it would depend a little bit on if he has a grass yard or a rock or gravel yard. If it's grass or gravel, one I like really well anymore is the red push pistache. I think you just can't go wrong. It's very drought tolerant. It loves the heat. It'll do well with watering from a lawn. It'll do well on drip irrigation. Great tree. Live oak, same way in a gravel or a grass lawn area. Either of those would be great. The live oak's going to be evergreen. The pistache is going to be deciduous, although the color is fabulous. In the fall, it's not just yellow. It gets reddish and orange colored. So I'd do a pistache or an oak if I had room.
That's it for right now.
How about the one from Florence?
Oh, you want me to cover that one? This person is from Florence for many years and wants to know your mom's maiden name.
My mom's maiden name is Wenzel, V-E-N-S-E-L. And my mom was born in Coolidge. They lived in Coolidge. But my great-grandfather, who is the warden's last name, Walker, A.G. Walker.
So A.G.
Walker or Wenzel?
Yuma, Coolidge, and Florence.
Christmas.
Christmas, Arizona. They were really picking hot spots there. Maybe. Whoa,
I don't know if they were the smart ones.
Well, that's kind of where thing going on. You know, Time, Biz, Globe, and places were a lot worse than Phoenix. So,
absolutely.
With Neen and all the things that were happening at the turn of the century.
How about last-minute gift ideas from the nursery? We're going to want to get to that maybe in the next segment and plant some ideas in people's heads about things they can pick up, things that you can gift to that gardener in your family, that outdoor yards person. I've been the yard boy at my house. Jennifer's the pool boy. I'm the yard boy. We handle it well together. We did have someone out helping us with the outdoor lighting and really got all of those working better. So
nice.
Got those ready for the holidays. So happy to get that done. So we'll talk gift ideas for the gardener in your family with John Jay when we get back. 1-888-767-4348.
You're listening to the number one referral network in the state as voted by Ranking Arizona. It's the Rosie on the House Show.